And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 6th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the Shoshone woman Sacagawea, born in Idaho sometime around 1789. Kidnapped at the age of 10 by the Hidatsa tribe, sold into slavery, bought by a French-Canadian trapper who made her one of his two wives. And when Lewis and Clark hired him to guide them to the Pacific, Sacagawea was part of the package. She was a teenager, she had a two-month-old baby on her back, and she could speak half a dozen Indian languages. She also knew which plants were edible. And when Indian tribes saw the Lewis and Clark expedition approaching, and they saw there was a woman with a baby, the Indians assumed they were peaceful, and this saved Lewis and Clark a lot of trouble. When the trip was over, Sacagawea received nothing for all of her work. She died in 1812 of a fever at the age of 23, and 8 months later, William Clark legally adopted her two children, Jean-Baptiste and Lisette. It's the birthday of Merle Haggard, born Bakersfield, California, 1937. And it was on this day in 1895, Oscar Wilde was arrested in room 118 of the Cadogan Hotel in London for gross indecency, for sodomy. He was sentenced to 2 years of hard labor, slept on a wooden plank. For the first several months, he was not allowed writing utensils or paper. And when he finally got them, he wrote his famous poem, The Ballad of Reading Gaol. Here's a poem for today by Jacqueline Berger, entitled Why I'm Here. Because my mother was on a date with a man in the band, and my father, thinking she was alone, asked her to dance. And because years earlier my father dug a foxhole, but his buddy, sick with the flu, asked him for it. So he dug another for himself. In the night, the first hole was shelled. I'm here because my mother was 27, and in the 50s, that was old to still be single. And because my father wouldn't work on weapons, though he was an atomic engineer. My mother, having gone to Berkeley, liked that. My father liked that she didn't eat like a bird when he took her to the best restaurant in L.A. The rest of the reasons are long gone. One decides to get dressed, go out, though she'd rather stay home. But no, melancholy must be battled through. So the skirt, the cinched belt, the shoes, and a life is changed. I'm here because Jews were hated, so my grandparents left their villages, came to America, married one who could cook, one whose brother had a business, married longing and disappointment, and secured, in this way, the future. It's good to treasure the gift, but good to see that it wasn't really meant for you. The feeling that it couldn't have been otherwise is just a feeling. My family, around the patio table, in July, I've taken over the barbecuing that used to be my father's job. Ask him how many coals, though I know how many. We've been gathering here for years, so I believe we will go on forever. It's right to praise the random, the tiny god of probability that brought us here, to praise not meaning, but feeling, the still warm sky at dusk, the light that lingers, and the night that when it comes is gentle. A poem by Jacqueline Berger, Why I'm Here, from The Gift That Arrives Broken, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Stephanie Wilbur-Ash. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.